Before we jump back into meditation, I want to talk for a couple of minutes about our water purification project in Nimboli and Tana River Valley. The building and distribution of water filters has been moving swiftly and apace. We have spread some 500 water filters in the surrounding villages and pretty much saturated the immediate area around the ashram. And of course, word has gotten out and people from more outlying villages have begun to come up in embassy at the ashram and request that water filters be brought to their villages. And so we're coming up to the next wing of expansion. Like I said, we've spread them out and gotten the really low-hanging fruit, easy to distribute. And our next target is about 120 families that live immediately along the Tana River. All of their coons and wells are mostly very close to the river and very low-lying. And so when the monsoon hits, the river floods their wells. And of course, when that happens, their water sources get intensely polluted with parasites and worms and all kinds of very nasty things. Monsoon starts in a couple of months, pretty much gets rolling about mid-June. So what we want to do, we're doing a push to get these 120 water filters built and distributed. It's a little tougher because they are living off the beaten track. They're living along the river, and there are no immediate roads that go to their area. So we're actually having to come up with a system. We have a little small truck that we distribute all the water filters by. It's essentially a tuk-tuk with a little bit stronger engine. But the pathways to these new 120 families are, you know, much smaller. So we're actually going to have to come up with a new system of distributing the water filters by a motorcycle. They're about 75 pounds apiece. And we're going to strap two to a motorcycle, so it'll balance the motorcycle out and go back and forth. And right now our factory cranks out about two a day. And so we're doing a push to get these 120 water filters built and distributed before the end of June, before the monsoon starts, so they don't have to go through another season with polluted water. So we're doing a mini fundraiser here in the middle of the intensive. We need about $2,500 to make 120 water filters. And we have a matching grant that has been offered, so everything that is offered will count as double for this push.
And I want to let you know that I've been spending a lot of time organizing the social media for Hard Light, so we have a cause on Facebook for Third Millennium Awakening. So if you've not already signed up for our cause on Facebook for the Third Millennium Awakening, please search on that, join the cause, and then invite your friends. There is a way for you to go out and email all of your friends the cause of Third Millennium Awakening and ask them to donate. And that's all set up online so they can donate either through Facebook, which has been working, that the monies do make it back to us, and or direct them directly to the TMA website where donations can be made online. And again, all the tax letters are sent out and it's all automated. And or you can just give a check directly to myself or to Pat and we will take care of it and bank it. But it's a really great way for you to spread the word to your friends and help them with this matching grant to try to get these 120 water filters out now before the monsoon so that these probably close to 1,200 people will have clean water and not water with worms and feces in it. Now, the other thing that if you haven't already, if you're on Facebook, please search on Mark Griffin Spiritual Friend and become a fan. We've got a fan page, and it's going to be a way that I'm going to be updating everyone on Facebook through the fan page of upcoming events. I'm also using that as the kind of centralized forum. So if any of you have got really cool, fabulous pictures of our yatras, email it to me if it's digital. If it's not, I'd be happy to scan it, because that's going to be the central repository for our really cool group pictures for all of our yatras and events and wild and crazy things like we do raising ladders in New Orleans and building tents out in the wilderness and all the crazy things that we do. Thank you.
Yeah, these water filters are becoming just a sensation in the Tana River Valley. And the word is really spreading, so the faster that we can get the factory up and running and doubling its output, the better. It's jobs for lots of people in the area and pure water. One water filter, which costs $25, generates 12 gallons of water a day, which is enough water for 10 people a day every day. It has no working parts, so it lasts their lifetime. No moving parts. No working parts, I said. No moving parts. Sorry. and the word is spreading. The upgrade of the health of the family, especially the children, is remarkable. I mean, India is an incredible place. But it's also really hard on the body. You see people that have lived there their whole life, and they're 25 and they look 45, because everything is constantly taking a bite out of them. Gaining the capacity for fresh water every day is just an enormous edge. I mean, when you consider it, you don't have a single drink of pure water. I mean, your immune system flatlines by the time you're an adolescent.
Do they have to replace the sand and the clay?
They have to clean it. They have to take it out, dry it, and clean it, and then put it back in. Once a month minimum, twice a month better. We're getting lots of reports that some people replace, they clean it every 2 or 3 days. I mean, they're totally monitoring the level of water purity, and there are some people that clean it every 2 or 3 days, and so it stays very high. I'm not sure quite where the line is, where the culture in the stones and sand, you wanted to get it built up, but after a certain time it gets overwhelmed, you have to clean it. But to clean it out, you just have to take it out, dry it in the sun, and put it back in. It's ready to go. I mean, that area is a concentration of the Adivasi tribes, the Aboriginal tribal population of India, and it pervades throughout Maharashtra. My hope is that it will simply grow organically, and we can just continually spoke out from this center. Pure water is not a hard sell. All right, very good.